Well, good morning, everyone. So my dad is a fixer. So if something requires fixing and it can be fixed using a tool, my dad always knows the exact right one to use. And he can build you just about anything that you want. And everything that he has built will withstand a lot of weather. So it's going to be here for a while. So my dad loves to work with tools, and he's a good handyman, and he's good at building things, and that is what he loves to do. Maybe your dad loves to garden, or loves to cook, or loves to read, loves history, loves math, loves science. Whatever it is, today we celebrate our dads and who they are. Today is Father's Day, and so today we are celebrating our dads and our granddads and the men who are like dads to us as we think about who they are to us. So maybe your dad was always the one who cooked, or maybe your dad is the one who washes the dishes. Maybe your dad was in charge of bedtime, or maybe your dad was in charge of reading the book before bedtime. Maybe your dad was the one who would spend hours outside with you, or maybe your dad was the one you went to when you wanted to build something out of Legos. Maybe the dads in here can remember the many tea parties where they drank imaginary tea out of cups, or they played with Barbies, or they played with Legos or G.I. Joes. Whatever it is, today we celebrate our dads. We also celebrate our heavenly parent because God is always there for us. So maybe your dad has always been there for you, and that is wonderful. But maybe you're separated from your dad. And so today we also celebrate God as our heavenly parent who loves us no matter what, who promises always to forgive us and always to be there with us. You know, as an adult, I still call my dad for advice. I still call my dad when something needs to be fixed, and I'm not quite sure how to do that. And my dad has given me some power tools. He's the reason that I have a drill. He's also the reason that I have this cool tool that is both needle nose pliers and regular pliers. It flips open. We use that a lot at home. So today we celebrate our dads and our granddads, and we also celebrate our heavenly parent. So I hope that you will take time today to thank the dads and the granddads in your life for all that they have done, but also to thank the Lord for all that he does for us. Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for our dads, granddads, and the men who are like dads to us. We are so thankful for the people you have given us who love and care for us. We love you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.